Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter made the obvious conclusion. God accepted the Gentile Cornelius in exactly the same way as he had the Jewish apostles. I read from Acts 10:45 through 48, the New Living Translation. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized?" And he meant in water. "Now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did." So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Principle, water baptism and the baptism in the Spirit are distinct. The Bible promises that Jesus will baptize his followers in the Spirit, Luke 3:16. The evidence of this outpouring, or baptism, is speaking in tongues, as first experienced by the Jewish believers on Pentecost. In Acts 10, it happened again with Gentiles, which astounded the ethnocentric Jews, who imagined that they alone were eligible. The giving of the Spirit is proof of our acceptance into God's heavenly family. Only born-again children of God are eligible for this amazing gift. Luke 11:13. Our spiritual identity carries God's own being, a kind of spiritual DNA, if you will. When we share the gospel, we should inform our hearers that the Holy Spirit will be given to those who put their faith in Christ, both as the indwelling source of life and identity, and as an outpoured source of power and boldness. The two experiences of God's Spirit come as distinct processes. The first from being born again, the second from being baptized in the Spirit. Believers are to submit to water baptism as a public testimony of allegiance to their Savior and Lord. The two baptisms are distinct as well. To learn more about the baptism in the Spirit, you may wish to purchase my book, Promise of the Father, from Amazon.